Express Sense, written by Philomatha, read by Jebby Lip. If this is a sample of the timing Miles had in his IMPSEC career, no wonder he was so successful. Alice did not leap up. Instead, she smiled blandly and straightened her spine, her body language telegraphing that Captain Ilion's knee was a perfectly correct place for a Vor lady of rank and taste to be seated. Simon, equally bland, slid his hands to more decorous locations. For a split second, Miles hesitated in the doorway, then cannoned into the room with his usual forward momentum expression on his face. "Hello, Simon, Aunt Alice. I was hoping to find you." "Good afternoon, Miles," Alice said severely. "How is your garden?"
"It's doing fine. Aunt Alice, I have a favor to ask." Wisely, he gave her no chance to object before continuing. "I have a guest coming to my wedding from the Dendarii fleet. She's never been on Barayar before, and she doesn't have a lot of experience of ladies' formal dress. Would you be willing to help guide her through the minefield? I don't think my advice would be good for much, and the Catherine has far too much to do already." He gave a small, hopeful smile. "Also, I think she will need the very best advice I can find for her."
"Why is that?" Alice asked at once. "She's a surgeon in the fleet," Miles began obliquely. Alice felt Simon suddenly move beneath her, as if something had struck him. She spared a look for him and saw his eyes alight. Clearly, there was something interesting here.
"So, a sergeant," Alice prompted when Miles ran dry. "And what is the problem? She has poor dress sense? Who is she, and why is she on your guest list?"
Miles took a deep breath and said,
"She looks a little unusual, but she's a very good friend of mine."
"Do you know her?" Alice demanded of Simon.
"I have never met her," said Simon carefully. "I believe I know of her, however."
Alice saw Miles shoot a worried glance at his ex-boss. What did Simon know? She would not, of course, press him for information, but he might have more to add.
"I am not willing to work blind, Miles. What exactly is the difficulty? Why can't this girl go to whatever shop she likes and ask them to fit her out with a suitable wedding outfit?"
"She was bioengineered," Miles said. "She is 8 feet tall and has, fangs and claws. I don't want her to be exposed to any insult here." Alice blinked at the mental image this conjured up.
"Oh, I see." Nothing was ever ordinary around Miles. She tried another tack. "I am not a fashion consultant, Miles, and whilst I have agreed to be your coach, I have had my fill of wedding preparations for the rest of my life."
"She likes nice clothes, and she's very smart, but she always chooses pink if you leave her to herself," Miles answered obliquely.
"Bright pink. It doesn't suit her.
If you don't help her, you'll have to look at whatever she does choose to wear to the wedding all through the reception. She stands out in the crowd."
"I would imagine so." Alice paused. 8 foot of bright pink, you say?"
"Without a doubt."
"Very well. I must do what I can to avert such a thing. I will introduce her to my dressmaker."
Miles gave a relieved sigh. "She is a very dear friend. I know exactly what kinds of, reactions she might find here, and I want her to have an enjoyable time. You will make sure your dressmaker knows what to expect? She won't make comments?"
Alice raised an eyebrow. "Dear Miles, she is my dressmaker. Of course, she will not make comments about anyone I recommend to her. In your fleet, if you sent someone to your armorer, would they make rude comments?"
"No, Aunt Alice." Miles looked a little cowed. "Good.
Hopefully, she could speed his departure. Simon was shaking with poorly suppressed laughter. Very well. You may leave her in my hands. What is her name?
Sergeant Taura.
I will do everything I can for her.
Thank you very much.
Miles seemed to get the message at last, and he bowed himself out. Alice leaned back against Simon. He put his arms around her again and let his laughter escape.
His very dear friend, he says, Alice murmured. Inviting one's lovers to one's wedding used to be considered poor form in general.
The poor girl. Both girls.
How do you know she was his lover? Simon demanded, startled.
My dear, it was written all over his face.
Simon gave a chuckle. I shall be pleased to have a chance to meet her at last.
Alice smiled in return. I'm just glad Estelle likes a challenge.
She twisted around and slid a hand behind Simon's head, and they returned to what Miles had interrupted.